reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host in here. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Sister Bita. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us.
Assalamu alaikum, dear sister, brother, and listeners. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, wa alaikum assalam, both of you.
I am Bita, and I'm studying medicine at one of the universities in Tehran. And my pleasure to be here with you, talking about different topics, specifically the social topics that we have according to humanity in the modern life and so on.
Thank you. And you, brother?
I'm Hassanain, and I'm studying in a Hawza, and I'm pursuing Islamic sciences from the Islamic Seminary Qom.
So, wish you both a lot of luck. And let's start. Well, I'm sure both of you and all of the audience who are listening to us have been facing some people. I'm sure that both of you and all the people who are listening to us have been faced with this notion of the hypocrite people, of the double-dealing people who have two faces. Well, now the entire notion is such a very sad and depressing thing, because if you do believe in it, that people are like this, then you would turn out to have some trust issues. Then you would never trust people very easily. Let's first define this two-faced personality, and to what characteristics we would add that sticker of, okay, that person is a two-faced person. And let's start with Sister Bita.
Yeah. So first of all, let me give you an example. That there is a kind of disease we call it consumptive diseases. These are the diseases that eat your body from inside, but you don't have any symptom from outside.
Yeah.
And this is the exact thing that happens whenever you have to communicate these double-faced people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are completely perfect, kind, and they're like, oh my gosh, what a good people you are, and something like that. And whenever they're not in your presence, they will backbite you and, you know, these kind of
stab
things.
You in the back.
Exactly.
In a way that you would never understand.
You would never understand, or you would never know, but it has its own harm on your life.
Of course.
And this is why I hate these people. And I always try to be harsh. I always try to be frank. It takes a fort. It takes a lot of my time to elaborate myself to other people that I'm not trying to be mean or I don't hate you. I'm just being frank. I'm just being honest. I mean, brutally honest.
Thank you for taking your side. And you, brother, how do you define that?
First of all, you know, looking at different reactions and different outcomes from people in different situations, it does not necessarily mean like they're two-faced. Because like two-faced means like hypocrites.
Like what you mean? Literally?
It does not really mean that two-faced. Like, you know, sometimes it is, you know, I react accordingly to the situation. Like, whatever is the best thing to do in this circumstance, right?
Yeah.
But there are people like who are actually hypocrite. There are people you can, you know, their characteristics, you know, what type of person they are, like what is their personality. But there are people like, you know, man, they're different, like, almost every time.
See, they're always like that. The difference between the thing that you said and what we're talking about and what we consider as two-faced people is the thing that, okay, sometimes, according to situations, the logic of a human being, the nature, your intuitive, I don't know, impulses would tell you to act according to the situation. That's right. Logical. That's being logical.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to differentiate between these two situations.
Yeah, thank you for drawing
the first one is like according, like acting according to what's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
But the second thing is, like two-faced people, their logic is, you know, they act according to like whatever is beneficial for their own benefit.
They change color.
Exactly.
And in a minute, in a second, like for example, you know, we all have been in those situations. Like you have some classmates, then you know how they feel about some other people. Suddenly, you get into a group of students that you know the other person doesn't like them. But then as soon as you get there, they start to show their true colors. Like, oh my God, just some minutes ago, you were an entirely different person. What happened to you?
Yeah.
And then when they go, they start backbiting them, I don't know, telling things like extraordinary comments.
Yeah, actually, my brother mentioned something really beautiful that, you know, it depends on the intention of that person. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to wear masks. I mean, it's inevitable to be in a society without getting any harm from other people and be your true self. That is impossible.
Yeah. Okay?
Because you're going to be harmed, you're going to be damaged, and you're going to be sensitive to all these potential dangers
exactly.
around you. So you have to have some other dimensions of your personality in order to preserve and support yourself.
That's being resourceful, that's being logical. There are a lot of things you can add to that.
Yeah, exactly.
But then two-faced people, double-dealing people.
There's actually a hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that man khalafat sarirahu alaniyatu fahuwa munafiq. Like someone whose appearance is in contrary to his inner.
Yeah,
he's
to
a
his
hypocrite.
Soul, to
yeah.
his true soul.
Yeah, then he's a hypocrite.
Of course, yeah. yes.
So, like
are.
People changing colors, we see at different situations mm-hmm. like that, they're hypocrites.
Yeah, and sometimes.
And for them, for these type of people, it's mentioned in the Holy Quran that in the hereafter, when they're raised up, they're raised as two-faced people.
Oh my God, which yeah, is so, very scary.
Yeah. So if everyone knows, about, like, yeah. they are the hypocrites.
Yeah, exactly. And I must hear at a point that sometimes they're not just two-faced.
Exactly.
You feel like there are millions and millions of faces. They have the potential to show different faces of themselves.
You know, it's not always changing color. It's yeah. about colorful palette of every personality.
Exactly.
And it's you know, scary.
And at different situations, they would add different touch of that new
exactly.
face they were
know,
on.
The point which is really bothering us and annoying is that they're doing this because of their own benefit. You mm-hmm. know, it's not for supporting or it's not for...
Yeah.
Being in a better communication with
it's not
only for
just warding off the dangers
yeah.
that might happen to other people. It's not for some virtuous reasons and causes. No, it's just for themselves and for being selfish. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back to cover the rest of hypocrisy. Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality. Sister Bita and Brother Hassanin are in here helping us with the story of hypocrisy and two-faced people, double-dealing people, the people who have a lot of colors in themselves. And those colors are not virtuous colors. They would turn into different personality at each moment just because of supporting their own benefits.
Yeah.
So... now, we know what a double dealer is, but then the consequences of what they do is very, very heartbreaking. Like, if that person is so close to you... By the way, these people did not at least confess that they are two-faced people. You know
Most
what I mean? Sometimes, I don't know if in their unconscious they believe it or not, but most of the time... If you accuse them of being two-faced, they would just bring a list of justifications for you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not being two-faced. This is just situation, just as the thing that you were trying to differentiate. But unfortunately, the truth is, they're just bringing excuses, which are false. Now, what they do is very hard when that person is so close to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And now the question is, how should I recognize? Because sometimes they're so artful.
You know, I think the most painful justification that they make is that I'm doing this for you. If I'm acting
oh my, yeah.
in this way, it's because I'm not going to hurt you.
There's another point to it, you know. There are different ways to recognize these people, but unfortunately, it takes a long time.
Actually, that's the most bothering thing about regarding two-faced people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never know, like, who the real they are.
Yeah.
Like, man, you have changed so many colors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in different situations, you have acted differently. So you never know who the real they are.
Exactly.
And that thing's, like, kind of concerning. And apart from that, yeah, I feel that two-faced people, they deceive with their tongues. Like, they've got this sweet tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they use sweet sentences. And they deceive others. And we, like, kind of turned out believing in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their inner is something else.
So, okay, that's my friend. She's my friend, and she's in my class. We used to like each other. We used to feel like, okay, we understand each other. But what happens all of a sudden, like, suddenly, in a moment of manifestation, I come to understand that I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was dead wrong about people.
And the thing my brother mentioned, that they deceive by their tongue. I think sometimes these hypocrite people deceive themselves. You know, they believe that this is a part of my personality. Mm-hmm. This is the way I am. Yeah. And I cannot change these people.
Now, there was a movie called The Split. I don't know if you have watched it or not.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But then there was this character who had so many personalities. Like, one day he was this person who was like a student, the other day he was another thing, the other day another thing. Whenever I just see some people, like two-faced people, like people with different colors, I just remember that movie, and I come to realize that maybe in some cases these people are suffering from a terrible psychological issue and complex, and they really have to see a doctor.
Yeah, I know.
Like, for sure, but there is something wrong in their mind.
It is rare, you know, to, for example,
to accept it and go for therapy.
It's a disorder, because most of the people don't call it a disorder. It's just their policy. They feel like they're powerful in this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, and those people that you're mentioning, that they have some psychological disorder, this is their defensive mechanism to have different dimensions
of
their personality.
Yeah, it's defensive. But then, you know, you have to see a therapist, because, you know, even for being someone who's full of jealousy.
Yeah.
I do believe all of these things have got a psychological root.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Go for remedies, for some healing points.
And don't forget our spiritual aspect of life.
Yeah.
You know, because we are losing this spiritual part. It feels like we need to, you know, choose something else instead of these kind of things that we are lacking in everyday's life. And this is the consequence that we are seeing.
Yeah, and something that the brother mentioned about the verses in the Holy Book of Quran and about the narrations that come from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, I do believe that whatever they have said according to these topics that we're talking about are so important to be taken into account, because, you know, when you're kind to someone, people come to believe you. And when they come to believe you, you become a part of their life. They would share with you secrets. They would tell you everything. Now that you are so close to them, you can be so dangerous as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you mentioned that in the hereafter, they are going to be resurrected.
Raised with two faces.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one more thing about concerning about these guys is, like our sister also mentioned, like, you know, they deceive themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when they deceive themselves, even they don't know who they are.
Exactly.
Like, you have been different so many times. Like, you don't have any one stable personality.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who you are.
So I would put it this way, that it's so difficult to say that, okay, I would be a friend with a, I don't know, just like a vampire, because now that concept is more clear to everybody's mind. You cannot say that it's easier for me to befriend someone who's a monster, because it is not easy. But I do believe that if you show me your true face, maybe there's a point for me to accept you the way you are.
Yeah.
Instead of believing that you're an angel, and then suddenly I figure out that, no, I was wrong.
And let me add something to whatever you told up to here. One of the priorities in our religion is self-awareness. You have to try to know yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and this feeling that you are losing yourself because of your hypocrisy and so on is because you don't try to figure out how it works, when you go through different situations.
So, yeah, there is nothing wrong in being yourself. If you're courageous enough, try to show your true self and true colors, and defend yourself the way you are. That's who you are, and I guess you have to embrace it. This was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, brother, and thank you, sister. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, الرحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي ديلاتك once again.